Hey, it's Jackson. You've heard me talk about my friend Camilla before. She's even been onto the podcast to talk about true crime and murder, etc. But we have a much more fluffy topic this time around. Camilla, what are we doing?
We're talking about yard maintenance.
Yard maintenance. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought this was going to be exciting, and all of a sudden it's not.
It is exciting. So okay. If you're a homeowner, you understand that yards can be a pain.
They're the worst.
They're the worst. You have to maintain them. And if you buy something that has a yard that needs to be totally revamped like mine was, then you have to tear things out. You have to put new things in.
Got to find a new place for your lawn gnomes. My lawn gnome collection can't go homeless, Camilla.
No, it can't. It needs a home. That's right. Home. We're looking for partners. In the month of March, we are going to be providing to one lucky listener a complete yard makeover.
Oh my gosh. I know. So it's like extreme home makeover?
It's like extreme home makeover, but extreme yard makeover.
But we're just taking it from the inside out.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
And not like a front porch sofa like where I grew up.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, there's no. We're not doing that. We're going to put real grass, not turf, and real
architecture,
maybe a pond. Yeah. Koi fish, I think I hear are a big pain, so I don't know that we want to do that. But
yeah, we're spitballing. There's no bad ideas when we're spitballing.
Is there? Okay, we want to do this. We want to give this for one listener. We're going to ask people to upload their most horrendous yards, which I know they exist. We're asking them to upload them to our website. And we're going to work with some partners to reward one lucky listener with this yard. So we need partners. We need landscape architects. We need lawn care maintenance. We need
gnome craftsmen.
Sure. Woodworkers.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe fencing. We're not sure.
Just a big lumberjack to look pretty.
A big lumberjack around. Yes. We really don't know what we're getting into because we don't know what this yard's going to look like.
No.
So
if you would like to partner with us on this makeover.
Yes.
Email
Camilla, C-A-M-I-L-A, at bwaymedia.com.
Camilla with one L. She was very particular about this earlier.
Hey, it's spelled one way.
I get it. And what's your phone number?
801-596-4174.
Fantastic. Now I gotta go do yard work. Ugh.
I'm sorry.
John and Justin, Mix 105.1. Thank you for all of your text requests at 615-44. We'll do it again on Monday. I did get a text asking how throwback are we talking, because I want some of this. Isn't this
what's called? You know, I don't hate that.
Debbie Gibson?
I'm totally a fan.
Are you a fan of Debbie Gibson?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Though I was on Tiffany's side with their feud.
You were a Tiffany man.
I'm very pro Tiffany.
Why did they fight in the first place?
I don't remember. I was only a kid then.
Was there a reason why they were going at him? Another Debbie Gibson for you.
Oh wait.
No, never mind. I don't know what happened to it.
Okay, cool. No, it was all just PR feud.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. And they were just young girls at the time.
What's that?
They were just young girls.
Yeah.
So
they were kids. They didn't, and they were like performing all together all the time.
Kind of like the Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
Exactly.
Right.
Of that generation.
Good for publicity.
Which team were you on?
Debbie.
No, I mean between Britney and Christina.
Christina.
Britney. What? Get out of here, Justin.
You were on Team Christina?
Oh yeah.
You like the dirty.
Who doesn't love Christina?
Dirty, huh?
Especially back in the day, Christina. Like, gentlemen, pull up the video, Dirty.
Yes,
and look at that, Christina,
that
and you're like, you know what? I understand what Justin was talking about. Yeah.
Okay. But can I counter with who had a multiple extended residency in Las Vegas that brought in millions of dollars, and who was a judge on The Voice?
I don't think it matters to
no,
Justin.
No, I really don't,
He's
actually.
He's like, I'll counter this again. Watch the Dirty video.
Watch the Dirty video. And you're like, you know what? I know. I get what he's talking about.
And that's Dirty with two R's.
Justin, you went to Moe's Southwestern Grill?
Yeah, I didn't know we had those around here.
I'm not even familiar with what it is.
It's like a Southwest food. It's done. It operates kind of like Subway. So you can go down and like choose stuff like you want in your burrito and your taco and your bowl and your that
so
kind of
like
stuff.
So it's like a Freebird or a Costa Vida, one of those.
Yeah, but it's a big chain. I mean, because like I said in my email I sent to you, like because I watched it on Undercover Boss.
I didn't even know you watched Undercover Boss.
Yeah, I like that show.
You
no,
have
I've
the
seen
weirdest
all of them.
Taste of TV.
He really
doesn't
does.
He?
He really does.
Yeah, who doesn't love Undercover Boss? Yeah, but Moe's was good. I recommend it.
Okay.
You should try it out. Oh, wait, you don't have one up where you live.
No, is this up north?
Yeah, so next time you're up my way, we'll go to Moe's.
It's a
And then you walk in and they're like, welcome to Moe's.
It's too far away. If I have to leave the valley, it's too far away. I'm sorry.
And Jackson, you found a new Netflix show?
Yes, The Mortified Guide. Okay, it's based on a podcast that I've always loved called Mortified. And it's basically people reading their childhood journals and their childhood diaries. And it is never not the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. So I found out they had a TV show on Netflix and dived in head first.
They read their childhood diaries?
Yeah. And it's always, that's why it's called Mortified, because you're an embarrassing person when you're a child.
Do you keep any of your old, did you ever have a diary? Let me start there.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You still probably write in a diary.
I write constantly. All I do is write.
Yeah. You carry a notebook around.
All over.
Yeah. And I can't see you, Justin, ever writing down feelings.
No. I barely even speak of them, let alone write them down.
Yeah, mine were more intricate than just feelings, though. It was usually like, here's a list of everyone I hate. Here's a list of all the people I like. These are a list of my favorite shoes. I made a lot of lists as a kid.
So you had your own burn book, is what you're telling me.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Okay. I got to tell you, I'm getting a little bummed out that the Olympics is coming to an end.
Winding down now. It's tonight.
Yeah.
Is the closing ceremonies tonight?
I believe it's tonight.
Oh.
Tonight or tomorrow. I don't know what the timeline, how they're doing things.
I have come to the conclusion, though, that I like the Summer Games better.
Really?
Yeah. Just, I like watching those events more.
Salt Lake City destroying it in the ratings.
Yes.
I mean, everyone here is watching the Olympics.
Yeah, I get it. A lot of family.
Yeah. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night, they had the ice skaters on. Here's what I don't understand. And if you are a professional ice skater listening, good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of them were falling last night doing like the triple axels.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, is that common in figure skating to fall during these routines? Because this is the best of the best, the cream of the crop.
At that level.
And I was shocked how many people were falling. And I know it's the Olympics, so I know some people are experiencing more pressure than usual. But I'm like, maybe it's just normal to have a fall in a routine.
Right. And do you have to do the triple?
Yeah, I think you want to for points. But then, shouldn't you be able to do a triple if you're at the Olympics?
What if they're only landing it 40% of the time?
Right.
Well, that's the problem, though, is that's what happened to Tanya Harding. Tanya, like, her signature was the triple axel. She was, like, the first person to do it in a pro race or a pro competition. And so when she did it for the Olympics and fell, it was devastating.
Got it.
That makes sense.
Like, she had been able to do it before. She goes, I'm going to do it in the Olympics. I'm going to be the first woman to do it in the Olympics.
And she fell.
She fell. Yeah.
There were some tears last night. People were falling.
No,
then someone cut their hand on the... There's some drama. I love the Olympics so much. How does the story end? A 41-year-old woman named Adrian from Georgia is getting divorced. On Saturday, she found out that she was losing her home to her ex. So about 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, she grabbed her 2 cats, left the house, and decided to do this. What did she do? How does the story end?
Yeah, like everybody would do, is you get a witch doctor and put some voodoo curse on it.
Sure.
Chicken bones laying on the floor.
Do you go to Yelp to find a voodoo doctor? Where do you go to find a voodoo doctor?
Well, if you go
to
New Orleans, just walking down the street, they're just hanging out on the corner.
There's just like a sign?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there are voodoo shops all over the place. It's great.
So it's easy to find one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But which ones are legit and which ones aren't, who knows?
If I'm doing it, I want a true doctor.
Well, yeah, here it's like we have churches. There they've got witch doctor shops.
Interesting.
That's how it is.
I did not know any of this. Jackson?
I don't think it's true either. Well, what she ended up doing is she grabbed the cats. And she did a little photo shoot of them playing with matches, of them near broken glass, just in a bunch of different dangerous situations.
Tied up to like a railroad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's like a weird mustached man next. Sure.
You know exactly what I'm talking
about.
I've
seen the photos.
Yeah, you have. And then she took him to court for child endangerment because her ex was supposed to be watching those cats and let him just do whatever they wanted.
Well, I'll tell you what she did. She went and set the house on fire. Because if she can't have it, fire must cleanse us. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Here's the problem. The fire spread and wound up hitting 19 other houses in the neighborhood.
Are you serious?
Her house burned down. So did 3 of her neighbors. And the 16 other had over 50% damage.
How close together are they?
Man.
So Adrian is facing 14 counts of first-degree arson.
That's awesome.
Each count, get this, is worth between 1 and 20 years in prison.
She's going to be in prison for a while.
For a very long time.
For at least 20 years.
And she's crazy on top of it, so.
I'm telling you, this is something that Justin would do. Justin loves fire.
I burn it down, man.
Burn it down.
It's always my go-to answer. I know. When in doubt, burn it down.
But today it was voodoo.
It was voodoo. I wanted to change it up.
We're doing 105 Days of Love with Mark Miller Subaru, where we are challenging each one of us and you to do a random act of kindness every day for 105 days. It's our second annual. It's something that's very important to us. We feel like it's our way to change the community, because if you do something nice for someone else, it's contagious.
Yeah.
It really is. Nice.
Yeah, exactly. We call it our love-olution. Okay, I call it a love-olution.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Hasn't really kicked on with the rest of the group so far.
I'm not crazy about it, personally.
But I got an easy challenge that you can do today, because sometimes you probably hear our stories and you're like, that's great, but I can't afford to buy the person next to me breakfast, or the person behind me in Starbucks line, or give the people out on the streets all my blankets.
Preach. Like,
we get that. That's fine. But Jackson, you came up with a great idea.
What is it?
Of reaching out to someone in your past.
Yeah.
That you've maybe been thinking about, but you haven't talked to in years.
And check in. And
yeah.
Yeah, just tell them what you appreciate about them.
So you know what? I did that yesterday as my 105 Days of Love. I took Jackson's challenge, and I reached out to an old friend from high school.
And said, what up, man?
His name's Matt. Haven't talked to him since high school. And but I think about him, and we're friends on Instagram, which means nothing, right?
Like, right.
It means the world. Instagram's important, John. Yeah, how dare you?
You just see some pics from each other once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
No communication.
So I did. I reached out to him on Instagram, and I was just like, hey, man, I've been thinking about you, and I felt like I should reach out to you.
Yeah.
And he wrote back within an hour, and he's like, dude, you know, I follow, you know, your career. Congratulations. He's like, I'm so glad you reached out to me. I'm doing stand-up comedy for the first time, and I really would like to talk to someone about it.
Oh,
and I know
cute.
That you used to do some. And I was like, call me. So he called me, and I ended up talking to my buddy from high school for like an hour.
Oh, that's
just
sweet.
Catching up. And like,
it was it weird?
No.
At first, you're like, oh, hey, dude.
No, it really wasn't. Like, we just kind of went right back into life.
A natural rhythm. Yeah. It's shocking how many people you can do that with.
And it was such a cool moment. So I'm going to challenge you, Justin, this weekend to do the same thing. Maybe it's an old radio friend.
Okay.
Maybe it's a friend from high school or college or something.
All right.
Reach out to them and do it, because I'm telling you, it put a smile on my face.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
It's cool for both of you, too. And it's just nice to check in.
Can I tell you? Kind of started a love-olution.
Did it.
Oh, my God.
Love illusion.
Okay. He likes the illusion. I guess love of palooza is old.
Speaking of 105 Days of Love, we will have Jackson on the street later on this morning. He's going to surprise our teacher of the week for 105 Days of Love. Justin, let's get to your showbiz beat.
It's all brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare, and it returns to TV on Sunday, Walking Dead. I know people excited about this.
Woo!
I've never been one that's, I never got into it. I didn't watch it.
I bailed on it a couple years ago, but I'm still glad it's on.
I'm not into zombies. I guess that's not my thing.
I liked the first few. After a while, I just felt like it got very repetitive.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's just they kill off a character, and it's shocking, and then they have to find a new place to live, and then they do really well, and then they kill off a character, and it's shocking. Like, get a new gimmick.
No, they got a formula.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We found a sanctuary. Oh, no. That person's not nice.
It turns out everyone's cannibals, even if they're not zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just always something with those people.
Just can't find a safe place to live.
Yeah.
Ever. We got to think about it. Once they find the safe place, there's no more show.
That's a good point.
Yeah. We don't want to see them live happily ever after.
Season three of them just relaxing.
Yeah, like, relaxing.
Why is this on?
Rocking chair and some tea on the porch.
Right. But they could do something different.
Right? Rachel McAdams. She's pregnant.
I didn't know Rachel McAdams was married or dating, or maybe she's not.
She doesn't have to be married or dating to be pregnant.
The boyfriend's less than a year old.
Oh, okay.
What do you think about?
Who is her boyfriend?
His name is Jamie Linden.
I guess I don't know much about Rachel McAdams outside of her movies.
She's obviously the bigger name of the two. So I don't know who that is.
Well,
but
because
she's pregnant.
She's in the greatest movie of all time, my number one favorite. Right.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. Okay. Yep. Blair Witch Project, they're trying to pitch it and make it a TV show.
Stop.
It's not picked up by any network yet.
Good.
But they're working that as a TV show.
Listen, it was great as a one-off when everyone thought it was an actual documentary.
Yeah.
It was the first one to do something like that, and I salute them.
Yeah, it started the genre.
But we don't need any more.
They sure are trying to make that lightning strike twice, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
It can't happen. Yeah.
And it's bad now. Have you went back and watched it recently?
No.
It's really bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't really enjoy it. The first one made me nauseous.
It was
scary. It's so shaky.
Yeah.
I never really got into them.
I think we're smarter with TV now, too, or we wouldn't fall for it.
Well, now we don't trust anything.
No.
Right.
Thanks to the Kardashians.
That's true. That is very true. Jerry Springer, the opera, just opened off-Broadway.
I'd go.
I don't know any more about it than that.
Hold on.
But in the title alone, I'm like, you know what? I'm on board.
Steve. Oh, Steve. Oh, Steve, yes. I need you now.
Yes.
The Jerry. Opera. Okay, well, I'm gonna try to find some sort of preview or trailer for it.
Right.
If I can, it'll be in the show blog, but mostly just for my own personal creative needs.
Just love everything about Jerry Springer.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that guy's awesome.
Come on.
You know what? He gets it.
He does get it.
He knows who he is, and he's just like, eh, it's me.
You know what, though? He's made a fantastic living just being that guy.
Yeah, that's the guy I want to be.
What's wrong? I know.
Because just a little trashy all the time. I love it.
You know, he's got the layers to him. You know, he was a mayor.
He was a mayor. Yeah. You know? Cincinnati, I think, right?
Yeah. Big city mayor, yeah. too.
And so good for him. Hey, ABC has sold all the commercials for the Academy Awards. What did they pay? $2.6 million per spot. For 30.
Who's hosting this year?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't remember. We talked about it. No. I just don't remember which one it was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch?
Oh, yeah. I love the Oscars. We throw a party usually every year. I don't know now since we're living at our in-laws.
Right.
Probably not.
You tell them, hey, we're having a party Sunday night. I need you to wear a black tie.
I'm actually going to just ask them to leave.
Right.
Hey, can you leave for the night?
Yeah. Well, they did that to you.
That's true.
Like, hey, we got some company coming over. Can you guys...
They kicked me out.
Yeah. So you're like, point. I'm having my annual Oscar party. You guys are going to have to find something to do tonight. Hey, Ed Sheeran was telling a radio show that he once wore a mask to a fireworks show in England because he didn't want to be recognized.
Then he just looks like a weirdo.
He does. And I thought about that after I read that. I'm like, why would you wear a mask to any kind of a fireworks show?
Literally all he has to do.
I want to think, too, it was like a Mexican wrestling mask.
I'm like, he just walks around like a luchador. Yes. That'd be really funny.
This whole Nacho Libre thing that's got going on. It'd be kind of funny, wouldn't it?
All he has to do is wear a hat. Like,
yeah,
his signature trademark is his red hair.
Yeah.
If Ed Sheeran whacked past me in a hat and big sunglasses, I'd be like, fine. Who's that weird white guy?
Yeah. Yeah. He's in studio from therealplace.com. Lucas, what do we got this weekend?
Luke Hickman.
Good morning. You've got two good new movies out this week.
Good movies?
Yes. Okay. Really good ones.
Because, you know, I'll be honest, Luke. Sometimes you come in and you just you poop on it all, Luke. And so it's nice to hear that things are good.
This year hasn't really been off to a great start, but this weekend is excellent.
Okay. So Annihilation is one of the movies out this weekend. With Natalie Portman.
That's right. I will warn you going in, this is a hardcore science fiction film. This isn't like an action thing. It is true science fiction.
Okay, so I have seen just the movie posters, and I thought it was an action film about Natalie Portman going into some jungle to find someone, and she has a gun in her hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like an asteroid or a meteor or something like that has crashed into this location in the United States, and... They call it the shimmer. It's like this weird, it looks almost like a film or something like that that's capturing this whole area, but it's expanding. And people that go in don't come back out.
Okay.
Her husband mysteriously came back out after being missing for a year. So she's like, I need to figure out what's going on and how I can help him because he's not the same anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She goes in. Weird things start to happen.
Okay.
And it's nuts. Paramount is terrified of this movie because they don't know how to handle it. Like, when they tested it, people came out scratching their heads like, what did I just watch? And they tried getting them to, like, do reshoots, and the producer was like, nope, I get final cut. This is it.
Oh, no way.
So overseas, this movie isn't even coming out in theaters. It's going straight to Netflix in 3 weeks.
So is this worth even...
Yes. If you like science fiction, you know, if you like good ones, if it's going to keep you thinking and talking about it afterwards, go see this movie.
I don't know if I've ever had a review from Luke like that.
Me neither.
I'm kind of confused a bit. Like, it's probably like the movie.
The movie is extreme. Yeah, I mean, you've got to be paying attention, and afterwards, you've got to formulate your own thoughts on it. It's not going to spell everything out for you.
All right, the movie is called Annihilation with Natalie Portman. How many stars, Luke?
3.5.
Wow. Okay, so it was good.
Absolutely.
The other movie is one that I definitely want to see. I think I'll probably have to wait for it to hit DVD, though. It's Game Night with Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams.
So I went in knowing nothing about this movie.
Yeah.
I've like pretty much quit watching trailers. This movie is hilarious. Non-stop hilarious.
What's it about?
You have Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams play a couple who are just diehard game fanatics. They're uber competitive. And his brother's this guy who kind of comes in and steals the show every time he's in town. And he says, I've got a game for you. And it's basically the game from that movie, The Game. You remember that?
Yeah, with Michael Douglas, where he doesn't know what's real and what's paid actors.
Yeah, it's like the hostage situation. Someone's kidnapped, and they've got to get him back. And in this one, you know, it's the same thing, except they start to think this isn't fake at all. Like, someone gets severely wounded. That's like the tell. And it's like, this isn't a game at all.
Gotcha.
And but the thing is it's crazy, it's absurd. You're laughing the entire time, and it's very well earned laughs.
Is it hard R?
No.
Okay.
No, it's got language.
Listen, Jason Bateman, I just think hard R.
Yeah.
You know? Do you really?
Yeah, I do with him.
It's really just a language R. Okay. Lots of language in it.
All right. The movie is called Game Night, Luke Hickman.
Perfect date night movie. Go see it. 3 stars.
Wow.
I'm going to go see that one.
2 good reviews from
yes.
Luke.
I like it.
I did get a few texts saying Annihilation is a good movie. I guess there was a screening last night. Mm-hmm. So just Luke had a very weird review of it.
It's weird itself.
It's good.
But okay. It's good.
Also, Luke, thank you. You can read all of his reviews at therealplace.com.
That is the Showbiz Beat.
7:01, which means Justin, 7 a.m. silly.
Hey, my boss told me to have a good day, so I went home.
As we play the feud.
Let's do it.
Damn. I figure with... in honor of Black Panther just crushing it.
Oh, yeah, they are.
The box slaughtering the box office all weekend.
I've got the top 10 best movie supervillain performances. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so...
Top 10.
Performances. So not I can't just throw out a general villain.
That's what I'm going to do, because I don't know. I wouldn't know.
I need the villain, the also, actor, maybe the movie.
Are you
all
serious?
That will help me. Well, I'll try to figure out who you're referencing as we do this. But you can't just say the Joker. There's too many people who play the Joker. I need more than that from you. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Another thing about supervillains, they don't have to have supernatural powers. They can just be big-time franchise villains.
These are just bad guys. Okay. Or ladies. Bad ladies as well.
Okay.
If you want to play, you could call us 844-649-1051. Text us 61544.
I'm going to go the Heath Ledger Joker in Batman.
Show me Heath Ledger. Wait. Oops. Shoot. Hold on. There it is.
There we go.
Because he was probably the best, followed by one other guy.
Number one was Heath Ledger.
Oh, that's number one? You know why? That was a... Because it can't be duplicated on that
never,
one.
Never, ever again.
Jackson.
Well, just snowballing off of that, I'm going to go with the Jack Nicholson Joker.
Oh, that was my next one.
Oh, I love Jack Nicholson
Show
Joker.
Show me Jack Nicholson. Yeah, number six.
Yeah.
In the original Batman. Personally, I love Jack Nicholson's character.
I got one.
Almost more than Heath Ledger.
It's just very different.
It's fun. It's cartoony.
Heath Ledger is crazy.
Yeah.
Whereas Jack Nicholson's just kind of evil and suave. Yeah. I love both of them.
You ready for this one?
All right.
Mike Myers as Dr. Evil in Austin Powers.
He is the best villain.
Right?
I take it all back about the Joker.
Come on. That's the best.
He's the best one.
Out of the top 10.
Duh,
not
Dr.
even in the top
Evil.
15.
Just outside. I'm going to go with Tom Hiddleston's Loki.
Ooh.
That is a good one.
One of Taylor Swift's favorite. Loki. Number 5.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, doing great, pal.
You are doing excellent.
I'm not usually this good at any of this.
I don't know his name, but the original Lex Luthor in Superman.
Gene Hackman?
Yes.
In the original Superman
and
Superman 2?
Oh.
Number 11.
Okay, so just list. There.
Yeah.
Didn't you get called Lex Luthor on Monday?
Yeah.
When you shaved all your hair off?
Yes, I did.
Is that why you picked this list?
That's what inspired it, yes.
That's right. Let's see, Jared Leto from Suicide Squad playing the Joker.
Good.
No, I didn't like him playing the Joker.
No one did.
Anthony Hopkins playing Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, man, that was going to be my next one.
I ate it with some fava beans and Chianti.
I can't think of any more.
I know, I'm having a hard time. We might need to
I'll go back to some more texts. Okay. Charlize Theron, the queen or the in Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh.
No. Not on there either. What about Mark Hamill as the Joker? Did you guys know Mark Hamill was the Joker?
No.
What? He's the voice of the Joker in the Batman cartoons.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, he's got a great Joker laugh.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Not Scott Hamilton.
Not Scott Hamilton. He's
Mark
an ice skater.
Hamill.
Two different people. Yeah,
got it. How about Ursula from The Little Mermaid? She's my very, very, very favorite villain.
That's good.
Okay, cool.
Don't say that was good. Don't encourage that kind of bossing.
You know
don't encourage
it's
that
good.
Kind of behavior.
I mean, I kind of didn't know. Are we going to go down the
superhero
the animated
specifically? What's
or
the
are they
deal
just
here?
Movies?
I do not see one animated in the top 10.
That sucks.
Okay.
Because Jafar's also awesome.
Wait, who asked me about Lex Luthor?
I did.
Justin.
There is a Lex Luthor who made the top 10, but it wasn't Gene Hackman.
Who else played Lex Luthor?
Who played... Henry Cavill's Lex Luthor. I don't know.
We're playing Morning Show Family Feud, the top 10 best supervillain performances. Hi, Mix. Who you got?
How about Lord Voldemort from the Harry Potters?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Good pick.
But not on this list.
Alrighty.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Brigham.
Brigham. Morning. Top 10 best movie supervillain performances.
Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor in the newest Batman.
I did tell you.
Oh, that's right.
But that is not
that's
the Lex
not
Luthor who made the
man.
List. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, but thanks, man.
All right. Thank you.
Let's see.
Who is this Lex Luthor?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
Darth Vader was guest as well.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
My favorite villain, Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Oh, yeah. That's what I would look
that
like in a romper.
Great.
He does.
That's why I can't wear those male rompers that were all the rage last season.
Ian McKellen as Magneto. Yeah, that was on here.
Oh, good job.
That was really good. I'll give them to you. At number 10, Uma Thurman, Poison Ivy.
Oh, she was a good Poison Ivy.
Number 9, Lex Luthor played by Kevin Spacey.
Dang it! I forgot he played.
That was definitely very good.
Number 8 was Ian McKellen's Magneto. Number 7... Mr. Glass, played by Samuel L. Jackson in Unbreakable and also Split.
Okay, I don't know either of those ones. Movies.
Number 6 was Jack Nicholson's The Joker. Number 5, Tom Hiddleston's Loki. Number 4, Bane. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Bane. I didn't like Bane.
What?
I thought he was a fine villain. I thought, honestly, Bane to me seems like a Darth Vader ripoff. Like, that's all he seems like to me.
Number 3, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Meow.
Oh, yeah.
She was great. No, what? Neither of you? I thought she was good.
Listen, I like Michelle Pfeiffer a whole lot.
It's not top 10 worthy.
But I don't think that was her best performance.
Number 2, Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther, Eric Killmonger.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet,
but they're saying he crushes it. And number 1, Heath Ledger as the Joker. There you go. The top 10 best movie supervillain performances. Today, we're trying to help out Cammie, who got engaged to Brayden over Thanksgiving. And they've been dating for quite some time, over 2 years.
Yep.
And in that time, Cammie never saw Brayden's place be clean. Sometimes he would kind of pick up, but it was never got that deep scrub.
Man, could you imagine how relaxing it is now, though?
Yeah.
Going from like real dingy to spotless.
No clutter anywhere. And they don't live together, but Cammie was over at Brayden's place the other day, and it's like ridiculous and clean, and she's going, wait a minute, who are you cleaning for? Because you weren't cleaning for me.
Yeah, I get it.
And because of that, there's been a little bit of doubt in her mind, and we're going to help her out. So, Cammie, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, this is what we're going to do, Cammie. We're going to have Jackson call up Brayden. Jackson's going to act like he's a receptionist of a day spa in town, and he is going to offer Brayden a sensual couples massage, and we're going to see who Brayden wants to take with him. Hopefully he says your name and everything goes well. Do I have your permission for Brayden to be on the radio?
Yes.
Okay, Jackson, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Brayden?
Yes, this is
him. This is Jackson calling from the Falling Leaf Massage Parlor. Do you have just a second to chat?
Who is this?
This is Jackson. I'm calling from a new massage parlor in the area. We're just trying to get our brand built up a little bit here, and I'd like to offer you a free massage. Would you be interested in that?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, so here's how it all works. Basically, we would invite you and a romantic partner down to our massage parlor. It's super duper clean. Our cleaning ladies use like the lemon pine salt, so you know it's the good stuff. Mm. After you get in, we put you into a room side by side, and there's essential oils. We just make it a really nice, relaxing, romantic environment. And then we lead you over to our meditation room, where it'll just be you and your partner alone, chocolate-covered strawberries. It's super-duper relaxing. Normally, it's a $500 package, but I want to offer it to you for free. All I ask in return is that you just tell a couple of buddies about the new parlor.
Yeah, for sure. I could put it on Yelp.
Oh, do you have to put it on Yelp? No, you don't have to put it on Yelp. All I ask is you tell a couple of buddies. It doesn't have to go on social media or anything. I know people are weird about their Instagram.
Yeah, all right. That sounds good.
Awesome. Okay, so just a couple of things I need from you. What is the name of the romantic partner you'd like to bring with you?
Should you just put Tracy?
Hey, Brayden. Hi, this is John and Justin with Mix 105.1.
Hi.
Yeah, Hello?
Hi. You were actually talking to Jackson, who's on the show as well. We also have your fiance, Cammy, on with us. We're kind of curious because you said Tracy as the person you wanted to bring with you on this massage.
Like your mom? Like his mom?
Wait.
What's his mom?
Wait. Your mom's name's Tracy?
Yeah, Tracy's my mom.
You wanted to take your mom? That is the cutest thing I have ever heard.
Not to a sensual massage.
To like a couple's massage?
She's always complaining about her back hurting, so.
Oh, that is really sweet.
But it's kind of weird. I mean, let's step back for a second. Cammy, the good news is Brayden said a name of someone you know, and it was okay. Like,
yeah,
it was,
it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So the bad news is he might own the Bates Motel.
Why are you taking your mom?
Well, she always complains about her back hurting at work, and figured it'd be cheaper to just give her the massage than sending her to a doctor.
Or, you know, you do like a quick Massage Envy gift card or something, but this is like a...
But this is for free, Jonathan.
But it's a sensual massage. You said it was a sensual massage, and there's like a lover's room at the end, and he's choosing his mom over Cammy.
You can de-romanticize it in this fake massage parlor. By the way, massage parlor's fake. There's no such thing as a falling leaf massage parlor. I'm sorry to rip the Band-Aid off.
Cammy, are you okay with this? I mean, again, the good news is he's not having an affair.
But it's just weird that he's like... You're offering a sensual massage, and the first thing that he thinks of is his mom.
Yeah, that seems a little bit strange. I think we do this. We give Brayden's mom a massage. We'll find a massage.
Perfect.
For Brayden's mom. Hopefully, Brayden can do something more romantic for Cammy.
Yeah.
As it gets stressful around this time of year. What do you think about that, Brayden?
Could you do a three package?
A three.
Hey, and he's funny. And his apartment is spotless, so.
Yeah, I wish he would have his mom clean more often then, I guess.
And right now, asking you to choose the news.
What's the most popular food in every state?
Fast food for animals?
Zombie boot camp. My dog loves the beans from Del Taco. Gotta go with Jackson. Is it fast food from like a fast food place?
What's that now?
The fast food from like Del...
Well, when my story wins, you can find out.
Okay. Does your dog like the beans from Del Taco?
No. I don't know. They eat anything I drop on the floor. That's right. The best part about having dogs. It's like living Roombas.
I love Walking Dead. Give me zombies. Another zombies. Is it green jello? I choose Justin's story.
It's not green jello.
It's not green jello.
I'd be so angry if it was green jello.
It was probably at one point in time.
I'm sure it was.
It was green
jello. It's evolved.
Yes. Jackson. Always Jackson.
Yeah, girl.
Let's see the winner on this Friday, February 23rd, holding it through the weekend. Justin!
Yeah! Okay, it's a BuzzFeed survey, and so they were talking about the most popular foods in every single state by the people that live there. And so Utah, we voted funeral potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And we even called it funeral potatoes. So, wasn't potato casserole.
I had funeral potatoes for the first time. Last year.
Yes.
How?
And
you've been here years.
I've been here for 10 years,
Long enough that should have had many more.
But no one has ever offered them anywhere.
That's true.
That I've gone.
Man, I only eat them at, like, family things.
Right.
And if, like, you don't have a bunch of family here, it's probably not a thing that you do.
No, we've had mashed potatoes at family gatherings. Uh-huh. We've had scalloped potatoes, which really funeral potatoes are just scalloped potatoes.
Yeah. They are.
With like some like crumbs on top,
potato
right?
Potato chips or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They're so,
they are so good.
Now I just want some funeral potatoes.
I know.
That
you know what I'm
awesome.
Making this weekend? Funeral potatoes.
There's nothing wrong with a potato. I like it in every form.
Do you have any of the other states?
Yeah, so you grew up in California.
I did, yeah.
And so your favorite is the avocado.
I knew it was going to be avocado.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are avocados crammed down your throat when you live there?
Yeah, and I put avocado on everything.
Yeah, I love avocados.
I'll eat an avocado by itself.
Yeah. I can't complain with that one. And me, I grew up in Iowa. Sweet corn, because like you with your avocado, there's corn on everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
I'm cool with that too. Corn's like yellow potatoes, really.
I don't love the corn.
If you lived there and had some really good sweet corn,
really?
I think you'd be on board with it.
Gets in my teeth.
How do you feel about elote? Have you had elote before?
No, I don't know. Are you swearing at me or is that a food?
No, it's corn slathered in mayonnaise,
I'm
slathered
out.
In
I'm
cheese,
out. No, I'm out.
And
no.
then chili powder.
No.
It's delicious.
Minus the mayo. I'd be all right.
No, you don't know how great it is.
All the stories will be up online, mix1051utah.com. We also tell you the stories in our podcasts every day. If you've never listened to our podcast, check it out. Give a listen to it as we go out to Jackson on the street.
John and Justin.
Jackson!
Woo. I am just getting into the office at Viewmont. Did you know that there is just like the biggest Viking statue, like the second you walk in? It is very intimidating, which I think is what they're going for.
Where is Viewmont High School?
We're in Bountiful.
Okay.
Yeah, Viewmont Vikings, Bountiful High. And we're going to surprise Mrs. Binkard, who is the Spanish teacher here. She got nominated because she is a very special teacher. We're just getting the principal and some visitors' badges, and then we're going to head over to the class.
Oh, I love that.
So what do you have in your hand that you're going to give to Mrs. Binkard?
Well, thanks to our friends over at Form Med Spa, we are going to give her a 60-minute massage. And I also got a dozen cookies from Ruby Snap Cookies. So, you know, those real tasty ones, like the gourmet ones that are too fancy for me to even look at.
Right, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Tell me your plan. Are you going to barge in mid-class and just start shouting? Are you going to give a knock first?
John, let me ask you a question.
I know the answer to this.
When have I ever been subtle in my life?
I know in true Jackson form, there's no knocking. He's going to barge in there.
Hello?
Of course. Kool-Aid man. I'm going to ruin class for everybody, but it's for a very good class, so it's fine.
Perfect. All right. Well, get situated with the principal and call us back as we surprise Miss Binkard at Viewmont High School for 105 Days of Love. Thanks to Mark Miller Subaru.
Thank you.
We're in the midst of 105 Days of Love with Jackson on the street, surprising our teacher of the week. Jackson?
Hey, what's up?
All right, so the principal has pointed you in the right direction towards Miss Binkard's class?
Yes, we've got a vice principal taking us on over as we surprise Miss Binkard.
Okay, you're at Viewmont High School, all part of 105 Days of Love with Mark Miller Subaru. This is our teacher of the week, so you've got the Form Med Spa massage, you've got the Ruby Snack cookies, you've got the vice principal. You're rolling deep right now.
Yeah, we're in deep cover, and they're also remodeling the school, like, the older parts, so it looks very different from when the last time I was here. Is this your class?
Yes.
Oh, Harry Potter, good job. Okay, so we just got up to the class. I'm going to head in, and we are just going to surprise her right now. I'm trying to be quiet because the door is wide open and my voice is super loud.
Yeah, he's loud.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, it's ridiculous.
Okay, we'll turn it over to you.
Hi, are you Miss Binkard?
Yeah.
Can I interrupt your class real quick?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jackson. I'm with Mix 1051. And we wanted to commend you because one of your students nominated you for our Teacher of the Week as part of our 105 Days of Love promotion. And he said some really sweet things. We tried to pick him up. His name is Dawson. He's absent today. But this is what he had to say. Can I read you a letter?
Please.
And can I cry? Is that okay? Because I'll cry.
I probably will.
Okay, great.
I have Kleenex on the desk.
Oh, she's got Kleenex on the desk, guys. Don't worry. Dawson said that Miss Binkard always finds a way to teach Spanish and help us learn without feeling like we're learning. She also cares about each of us individually and is always willing to help someone if they're having a bad day. Instead of ignoring us, she helps us out. She makes it a class that everyone wants to be in because once you walk in, you know you're in a place where you belong. That is so amazing. And we just want to say thank you so much for everything you do. Teaching can be such a thankless job. But to reward you, we are going to hook you up with a one-hour massage from our friends at Form Med Spa.
Whoa.
And these, have you had Ruby Snap cookies before?
I have heard tales of Ruby Snap cookies. I wanted to start a quest for Ruby Snap cookies, and here they came to me.
Well, surprise! We brought them to you instead.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much. Say hi to John and Justin. They're still in the studio.
Hi, John and Justin.
Hey, congratulations.
Awesome. Does the class want to say hi? All right, we surprised her and I didn't cry, so joke's on you guys.
Oh man, she sounds like a great teacher. Nice job, Jackson. I know we're gonna have video of our surprise up on, is it Instagram, Facebook?
Instagram, we're gonna get it everywhere later today.
Whoa. Okay. That's Mix 1051 Utah. Come back and be safe on the roads, okay?
You got it. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Jackson.
Bye.
You can nominate a teacher as well. Just go to mix1051utah.com. Thanks to Mark Miller Subaru. So you know RSL, Broadway Media,
mm-hmm.
Deloy Hansen.
Yep.
He owns us. He also owns Real Salt Lake. And they've partnered with Uinta Brewing to do an RSL.
Oh, I like it.
This year. Yeah. And Jeremy with Uinta is here. Dude, how long does something like this take when you start coming up with the idea of creating a specific ale for Real Salt Lake?
I mean, we were thinking about this well over a year ago, even before we signed on as as a partner of Real Salt Lake. So once we got through last year, we were like, coming into this year, we need to do a beer with the team. And so it's been about 6 months from recipe development to coming up with a name to packaging to getting everything registered. So yeah, it's been a journey.
RSL player Tony Beltran in studio, and my guess is you must have been the taste tester for the entire thing. That's why the
coach, you hear that? No, definitely not.
We are just, what, Tony, 9 days away from the season beginning? Is that true?
9 days away next Saturday in Dallas, yes. And then our home opener is a week after that.
Do things switch for you? Are you at a point now? You know how, like, people taper before a big race? Like, you're almost to the first day for the first game. So are you watching the diet a little more closer?
You know, it's a little different for me this year. I picked up an injury at the end of last year.
Yeah.
It's going to keep me out for the majority of 2018, unfortunately. But I think I can't speak for the rest of the guys talking to them in preseason and whatnot, where, yeah, this is it's getting close to crunch time, and everybody's getting through the grinds of preseason, and that mental focus is starting to shift to that first game because, you know, you can train all you want, but once you step on the field, and the results are what matters.
One of the stars of Real Salt Lake in studio right now, Tony Beltran. You have a newborn.
I do, yeah, eight-month-old.
Eight-month-old at this point, okay.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Are you sleeping through the night yet?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, and my good buddy Brian Dunseth, who's around the corner from me, he has, I think, a six-week-old or two-month-old, and his baby was sleeping through the night after the first 2 weeks, so... it's been fun talking to him and all the other parents who've been blessed with kids to sleep through the night, and it's no big deal, really. It would be great if he did.
You know what? I will say this: it's better now. My son, the first one, slept through the night from day one, and my daughter was colicky for like 3 years. So, probably if we had my daughter first, there would be no number two. So that's so. Is it going to be hard, Tony, watching the games and kind of sitting there, not being able to get out on the pitch?
It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be emotional. That's going to be clear. You know, every year, I was talking to Beckerman about this the other day. Every year, we prepared together to get ready for that start of the season.
Yeah.
We walked out of the tunnel together. And it's just, you know, it doesn't feel right not to be there with him, with the rest of my teammates. But, you know, it is what it is. And
yeah.
That's part of the job. This is a new challenge that I have to overcome. So I'm looking at it that way. And hopefully I can make it back in the summer a little early ahead of schedule and I can be like a new flashy signing or something.
So Uinta Brewing has a new beer out. It's called RS Ale. So RSL, RSL. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, where can you get this? Is it only at specific locations?
Yeah, so currently it's only going to be on draft. So hit up the finer beer bars across town.
And I'm just looking around. I don't see the beer.
I know. I thought about that.
I was driving, we're drinking beer this morning.
I was driving down and well, this was, so in my defense, they're actually kegging it today.
Okay, be looking for it. You went to RSL. Again, we're just 9 days away from RSL playing at, it's an away game to kick it off, right, Tony?
Yes, at FC Dallas.
Okay, perfect. Do you know when the first home game is?
It's a week later. I'm not sure the exact date on that, but it's against LAFC, the new flagship team of MLS.
Hey, guys, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
Hi, Max.
Hi, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How do I nominate a teacher? Because can I nominate a teacher even if I'm out of high school?
Oh, yeah. Anyone can nominate a teacher. It's just up on our website at mix1051utah.com, and you click on it. There's a few questions you fill out, and then we're surprising a teacher every Friday with the Ruby Snacks and the 4 Med Spa Massage, all thanks to Mark Miller Subaru.
Okay, perfect. I've been out of high school a few years, but this teacher literally saved my life in high school. Without her, I wouldn't be here today.
Oh, good.
What was the teacher's name?
Her name is Nancy Champy.
From what school?
Weber High School.
And she was just there for you when you needed her the most?
Yeah, I was going through a really, really hard time in high school. I was really, like, suicidal. And she kind of, like, caught that I was different than I am, like, normally, like, a really happy, perky person. And every day she would ask me what was wrong, and like at first I wouldn't talk to her, and then one day I was having really bad home issues and I just broke to her and I told her what I was feeling, and she sat down with me and the counselor, and she was just really, honestly, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here.
Oh my God. That is the kind of teacher we're looking for right there. Yeah, definitely. Please. If you can go to the website, nominate her, and hopefully we can send Jackson up to Weber to surprise her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Hey, have a safe Friday, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. So you know BYU's a cappella group?
Yes.
They did a cover of a mashup of all the songs from The Greatest Showman.
Did they really?
It was so good, Hugh Jackman tweeted them.
Oh, wow. It was only a matter of time until somebody did something.
The video is up. It's up on our blog. Just go to mix1051utah.com. Justin, I know you're a food hider from your kids.
I am.
You have like a food drawer, don't
you? I do. I got a stash of my favorite snacks that I don't want missing when I go to one.
So what's in the drawer?
Usually a can of Pringles and maybe some random candy.
Well, it turns out that 2/3 of parents hide the good snacks from their kids and even their significant other.
You have to. Okay, I love Pringles. Yeah. And the thing is, so does everybody else. So if I have them just in the pantry, they'll be gone when I go back to grab a few more.
Right.
And so you have to have a little stash in the nightstand.
The most common snack parents hide? Chips.
Is it? Okay.
Followed by candy.
Okay.
It's you. And then cookies.
Right. I'm not a cookie guy, but I would definitely, I have to hide my candy and my chips.
A weird thing that parents hide is ice cream. I'm like, well, you can only hide that in one place.
That's true. Unless it's in the winter, you can hide it in the backyard.
That's right. All right. Our podcast part of the show. In fact, I got 105 days of love to kick it off with a text I got.
Oh, cool. What's
I didn't up? Get to read it during the show, but it says, for 105 days of love, I work at a fire station. We got off of shift this morning, and I brushed the snow off my coworkers' cars.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Sweet. That's a nice way to do it, and it doesn't cost anything.
No, yeah, what a good idea. I might do that next week.
Maybe, you're right.
Maybe next week, like, I'll find a parking lot during the show.
Yeah, and then we'll go brush it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, smart. Okay,
I'm going to write that down for Monday. Perfect. Let's do the stories that were not picked today for Choose the News.
Anyone?
It's not me because I was picked. We know that Utah loves funeral potatoes.
Well, then I'll do it since my battery is about to die and I'll lose my story. A lions attack a visitor's car at a British safari park. Basically, what happened, you know those like open-air safari parks where you just drive through?
Yeah.
That's really just a drive-through window for lions because all they have to do is break a window and eat the gooey insides.
There's so many videos of like animals attacking your car as you drive through these things.
Yeah. I don't understand why we keep letting it happen.
Right.
But basically,
we drive through and people have their windows down to point at the lion and the lion takes your hand off.
Yeah, and they're feeding like taffy and stuff to the bears. Dummies, keep your windows up. These animals are terrifying. Abby told the BBC that she and a friend were traveling through the West Midland Safari Park with her two children when rangers shut the gate and wouldn't let them out because a pride of lions had wandered too close to the exit. And the lions became aggravated, climbed on top of the car, and just started like harassing the family inside. We were so shaking, and we tried to make sure the kids were okay. She said that the lions were very close to breaking through the window and that the rangers were in their vehicle, but nowhere near the lions.
That's crazy. So they were locked inside.
Yeah, they were locked inside, covered with lions, and the rangers were just staying far back, which... Of course they were.
No, you're good.
You're good. You're just fine. Just duck and cover.
Yeah.
You're tooth-proof, right? Like
we believe in you.
You can't get eaten. And the park, I guess, has said that the lions have become a little more aggravated because they just added males to the pride.
Mm.
And so...
Not testosterone.
You know, it's just a lot of hormones and a lot of, you know...
Mm-hmm.
We were all teenagers. We've all, you know, spray painted stuff and kicked stuff and broken stuff.
Right,
that's all they're
exactly.
doing. They're just hoodlums.
A lot of people were voting for mine at the end there for the zombie boot camp.
Uh-huh.
There's a new zombie boot camp that will teach people how to run away from The Walking Dead.
It will?
What?
$75 will teach you how to survive a zombie invasion. They're going to give you boots, helmets, safety goggles, Kevlar body armor, jackets, pants. You're taught how to use a pistol, grenade, and a rifle.
No kidding.
Join the military at this point. Like, why are you going through all of this?
It's kind of fun. The main mission takes place in a warehouse full of zombies where participants are split into pairs, and then you're forced to use the skills you have to survive this warehouse that's over.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it would be kind of cool.
It's like the in Halloween time, you can go like pick off the zombies one by one.
Right, at the paintball places.
Yeah.
Down there in American Fork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to me, I was always like, yeah, that's just kind of like, it's target practice, right?
Right.
This is more like you're running away from zombies and trying to shoot at them at the same time.
Throw grenades at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they do the grenades?
It's just a big flash of light.
Yeah.
Just
it's a smoke grenade.
Well, they just keep losing zombies. They have to go back out and harvest some.
It's another casting call, every few often. There's our podcast for the day. Thanks for listening. If it is a Friday and today you're listening, have a great weekend. Go back this weekend. Binge listen to some other amazing, outstanding episodes.
Yeah, and, you know, some are not great, but most are the best. So.
Listen. In baseball, 500's amazing.
That's it right.
It's just half.
Yeah.
So.
We're there. I'll admit it. We're not all winners.
No.
But we do this every day. I'd like to see what you can do out there.